To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Blog Talk Radio.
Back to Perfect Plex Talk Radio. That is on Sunday tonight. You're tuned in, locked in the Fox Sports Radio Zone, Soul and Sports. See, that was a cheap pop, but it's not, guys. Welcome on this Friday edition. People, a lot to talk about as this hashtag lock it up. NBA playoffs. Is Nick right out of his mind? Does he have a point here in what he's saying? Is Stephen Curry diminishing? The stories that come out are unbelievable. A lot to discuss on this hour. NFL talk, trash talk till it's finest. Lane Johnson just won't stop talking about the Patriots. Should he just shut up? Or is what he's saying has some validation to it? All that and dim sum. But as always, welcome to the program all the way from the host state, Virginia. That's where the home is. Richmond, that is. His mama calls him Micah. You can find him on the Twitter at CEO. What's going on, Micah?
The rain.
But that's okay. I bring the sunshine after the rain, because I got my boy Knock, Mike Knox. I'm about to call it a knock and a knock, knocking the knock of the Mike Knox. This is crazy. Don't even worry about me. My roster is just being lazy, but it's still there. They're still there. So, you know, I'm tired, bro.
And also, from the DMV, we know his black ass better have some ID, because they will lock him up. We got the Prince of Africa, Wakanda, as well. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, folks, man? Everything's gravy. I'm like Micah, though, man. I'm sick of rain. Like, it's all I've been, that's all I've been seeing, like, the whole week.
It's rained for, like, a week here. A week straight, it's rained. And yeah. I've never been so happy.
That's Florida. Like, we're talking about
It's been nonstop here too. I'm trying to tell you, I've been through it, but you don't like it. I like it.
That's Florida.
Yeah, no, I'm not used to it. Having rained here like months, so I'm like loving the rain. You've had snow. I've had nothing but a sauna, so I'm enjoying the rain every day. Listen, guys, the particulars, 347-637-3859. Somebody call in. You know how to listen all over the world, wherever podcasts are sold, which are absolutely free. Just search for us, the Soul and Sports. Also, BDSR Networks is the place to find us on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM at 1340 AM on the Twitch or wherever social media is sold. Since you're there, follow us as well. You already know our name. You already know the show you listen to. Let's get that part out the way as well. It's Friday. Lock it up. Listen, guys. Now, listen. So I've learned things and, you know, doing radio podcasting, and it's got me thinking like I always do. And that's, how do these guys on television get paid so much money to be on television talking about professional sports? And I just wonder if all they do is watch highlights, because there's so much sports. And they talk about it all as if they're experts at all of them. And But it gives you things to think about, like my GOAT conversation, which you guys completely shot down. I say, kill it. And you're like, we have to talk about it because it's fun. Whatever. I think I'm realizing I'm getting old also, guys. That things that the internet and the world find funny isn't funny to me. Like the white lady on all the memes. Like, I get a couple of them were cool, but after about the 30th one, I got tired of seeing it. So I realized for me that I've lost my sense of humor with certain things in the world. And this one is the conversation of, it's not over, though. It can't be over. Lock it up this weekend, Boston. Got to go on the road to Cleveland. LeBron James is now being questioned about how the hangover over top of him and everything else. And is KD the best player in the world? Conversation got sparked up again. Wally, this series, is shifting to Cleveland. Can Boston still win from Cleveland in these two? Will they still win? That's the better question.
I don't think the Celtics will, but can they? Yes, of course they can. I mean, to me, they're the better team. But you look at I think if you look at what they've done in the postseason, they haven't really played that well on the road. That's how I look at it. They haven't played well on the road, and you can credit that to having young players. Young players tend to play a different way on the road than they do at home. They kind of feed off the crowd. So I think people like Al Horford will bring their A game to on the road, but it's not a guarantee that you're going to see Jason Tatum or Brown have their, you know, play at their best, or Rozier play at their best on the road, because we've seen in the Milwaukee series and even in the Philadelphia 76ers series that on the road they're not the same team that you see at home. We saw they took game three in Philadelphia and went up 3-0, but you could say Philadelphia gave them that.
Yeah, I won't say so, Boston took that game. Philly gave that to Boston.
But they won that game. But if you want to look at it, you could say they didn't play the same that you saw them in Boston. I guess we all can say that they played the same.
And I don't think that the being on the road did that for the young players. I just think it was just a shift. You know, I don't think they played terrible on the road. I think that's the undertone of what I think everybody's forgetting. They were close in games. Offense wasn't the same. Well, that's going to happen. That could happen to a veteran squad, I believe, if there's momentum going to another person's stadium.
Agreed. But if you look at what they did in Milwaukee, I'm looking at two series, like two separate series.
Right.
Milwaukee series, I will say yes.
Yeah,
but so when you look at
series,
it,
I think they played, you know, it could have been give and take.
Yeah, but if you look at it from any which way, like from that side of the coin, like regardless of whatever, but at home they look way better. And you're right, that happens with a veteran team, but at home they look way better at home compared to what they do on the road. So I think that gives you hope if you're a Cavs fan to say, you know what, they can take two in Cleveland. It's not like, for instance, I'm thinking like the Golden State Warriors. Typically, they look good regardless, right?
Let's not go there yet. Okay, so Micah, hop in here, because he's saying now what you heard it. Okay, I'm not going to say what he said, because he knows what he said, and you heard what he said. But does Boston play that? Do you think this is all going to be how Boston plays in Cleveland? You know, how do you feel this going? Because I think Boston's going to get one of these games. Matter of fact, I'm not going to say I know, because I'm not a better. Well, actually, are you playing? Is he playing an instrument in my ear?
I am not. My phone. My microphone has that buzzing thing going on.
No.
So when someone tries to talk to you.
Wally, was he playing an instrument? Did you hear an instrument, Wally?
Hold on. I heard a horn.
A horn, exactly. A horn.
I ain't playing no horn.
No, you're playing.
It's not a horn.
Are you playing Joe Horns?
I am not playing Joe Horn. I am not trash. I am not elevated trash.
You were playing an instrument.
His last name is Horn. He's trash. I'm just kidding.
Everything points to, a Milwaukee team, when they played them, and Milwaukee necessarily isn't as good as you would think Boston would be, and then they went on the road and then laid an egg in Milwaukee. Like it was Milwaukee. They weren't as talented as you as a team. I ain't talking about individual talent, because we already know the Greek Freak just heads above heels above everything else. So you had one superstar and guys around him who could contribute pretty decently, and they took them to task on the road. So a LeBron James, who's even better than the Greek Freak when it comes to just all around being able to play,
and then that home environment for guys like J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Clarkson, who may actually show up this time and actually play 5 minutes or more, you know, and Kevin Love's going to do his thing. I think it's going to be a little bit better. And then on the road, I think that's where Cleveland's going to have the advantage. And they're going to have to be able to soft the hearts out of them, because if they can do that and then take that next game in Boston when they go right back, then they have a really good chance to win. If it goes seven, then Boston's going to win that, because they're not just going to roll over. So, like, Cleveland has to round all four straight wins in order for them to even sniff the finals, to get blown out by whoever wins the Western Conference. So
they're averaging, of course,
I predicted Houston in five. So
now they're averaging on the road, outside of the one game they had in Milwaukee, that the Celtics right now are just 10 points different on the road. So I think 10 points means they're in games in the fourth quarter, and maybe the young thing takes over. And maybe this is where we got to continue to hear that myth, because to me it's a myth, and I'm going to stay with that in mind, of the myth of Brad Stevens, because everything is Brad Stevens. He's the MVP in some people's mind, Brad Stevens, and the players don't have to play. It's the same concept of Belichick with Brady. It's Belichick, it's not Brady. Well, Montana had this, and come on, whatever, people. Brad is good. Brad is probably even great. But Brad doesn't play the game, okay? Give these players some credit in that. So I think Boston gets one of these two between Saturday, and I believe they come back Monday. I'm not sure they're not going to play on Sunday, because for whatever reason, the NBA will not give us two games on the same day right now in these conference finals, which is horrible in itself, okay? But I think Boston gets one of these games. I'm telling you right here and right now, anybody want to lock that up?
Oh, I'm locking out. The Boston's not getting one of those games. I'll lock that up. It's going to be a nice call. Cleveland's going to hold serve.
You said, yeah, there, Wally?
Yeah, Boston's not getting one. I'm not getting one.
So the Kang.
You better lock it up.
The NBA won't allow it.
Well, there's nothing else to say after Wally says that. It's like, really? Did he just say that? I think Wally just said there's nothing else to say. So moving on to Sunday. Okay, Rockets on the road, Golden State. Golden State is a -7 to win this game. Wally, who wins game three Sunday, 8 o'clock, TNT?
Oh,
how's this series
go? It doesn't even matter. You don't subscribe
to the Steph Curry's not playing as well. You have to play, and Steph has to play well.
He don't have to play well. He's injured. Like, you can tell he's injured. He's not 100%. But at the same time, they don't. All Steph has, as Steve Kerr said this once, all Steph has to do is give them to win it all, give them to get past Houston, in my opinion. Steph has to get 18 points, 7 to 8 assists, and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson can carry the rest.
Okay, but right now,
at the end of the day, there's no answer. At the end of the day, there's no answer for Kevin Durant. You've seen what he's doing in terms of being the efficient scorer. They have no answer.
Mr. Second Best Player in the World? Because you know they want to give him back the title. And people in your area give him the best player in the world.
No, the best player in the world. The best player in the world is LeBron. People don't give AD, and even in this area, they don't give it to him.
I've heard a couple.
The majority don't.
Okay.
The majority don't.
Okay.
He gets love. Don't get twisted. Like, if he plays LeBron, people are going to always – they favor him over LeBron. But when you ask a basketball player who's the better player, they'll tell you LeBron.
He has a better jump shot. He plays better defense.
That's true. He's a better. He has a better handle, better jump shot. He's a better offensive scorer than LeBron James. I think anybody can tell you that. Like, in terms of what he can bring to the table as an offensive scorer, but in terms of, I mean, there's more than being an offensive scorer and being a complete all around great basketball player. And then what LeBron brings to the table is more than what Kevin Durant brings to the table. LeBron is, and we've seen it. LeBron has carried franchises to levels any other player couldn't do. I mean, Kevin Durant, even at OKC, you know, struggled with having Westbrook. Though I don't get it. I don't put that on Kevin Durant. I always said that Scott Brooks was like an average coaching that squad. But at the end of the day, LeBron has carried teams. We've seen what he's doing with this team. I don't think Kevin Durant, as great as he is as an offensive scorer,
if you had to redraft
for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Let me ask you guys this. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good place to lead there. You don't think Kevin Durant could have led these teams to the East to the finals as many times as LeBron James?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing I said about Kyrie Irving. Like, a lot of people tend to, like, think that a lot of people get fixated on individual players and what they can do, their skill set. But at the end of the day, the proof's in the pudding. Like, you had the opportunity to carry a whole franchise, and you didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron has carried lesser talent to the NBA Finals in his past. He's carried lesser talent to the best, you know, to the best record in the East, regardless of what you want to say about the East. LeBron carried a team that everybody had made ridicule.
I thought some of those things were good. I still always debate that.
Yeah,
I'm in that minority.
It's okay. And in a lot of
let me ask you this.
Go talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys this. All right, because I wanted to steal your thunder from not steal it, you know, and no pun intended. Micah, you had the draft. Are you taking the man who has the Beatles-like atmosphere that has to follow him everywhere? This isn't my words. This is, you know, things are coming out of the woodworks now. This is the barbershop, right? Whatever happens in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. This is the barbershop. So LeBron and all the Beatles stuff that goes with it, they got to have the right cars, the right meal. The people got to be eating where he needs them to eat at and do sports. So things like that. And bam, you got Kevin Durant, just him and his MVP mama. Who you drafting? Who's the better player? Who does Micah think gives his team a better chance to win?
I'm drafting LeBron. That's not even a question. Talk to me about guys like Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving, Michael Jordan, guys whose primary skill set, while they can do other things on the basketball court and contribute in other ways, their primary skill set is scoring. And nasty with it, too. Nasty with the scoring. Tell me how many teams they took by themselves to any kind of a high level.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So you didn't hit see every time you try to bury me. You try to bring out that name.
I'm not burying you. I'm bringing up guys. I'm bringing up guys whose skill set is scoring. I'm just bringing up facts.
No, because the facts
are that's all he did.
No, I'm going to you're on a sandwich wiki because I got to get my words out. We ain't got time. Listen, it's been a while. I just showed you guys proof the other day that Michael Jordan is a defensive player of the year. He's been on LeBron doesn't play defense anymore. So when you say those names you mentioned, don't put Michael in your breath because Michael does everything LeBron does except for pass the ball.
But that's what Micah is saying, though. Micah wasn't arguing that. Micah was saying that he's a scorer.
Micah didn't say just that. I heard his words. This is why I'm not.
Kobe Bryant's a great defender.
Kobe Bryant's a great defender. Because Michael Jordan was a nasty scorer. When he was playing
in his career, he was scoring.
Everything else. That's all you were saying. I'm saying.
Isn't Kobe Bryant a good defender?
It's just not the time.
And LeBron played great defense. Michael Jordan was an all-defensive player in the world when he was 35. LeBron has been all-defense. Like, he stopped playing defense like a year ago.
At 33, so, like, the whole thing about LeBron,
LeBron still blocking shots. And what you do is bad defense. It's like, it's amazing.
Hold on, Magic. You got to defend LeBron over Michael. Hold on, Magic. Okay, and I heard you throw Kobe out there. So anything you say about Kobe, no, hold on now, because you're saying things that aren't true, and you don't do that typically. Normally, you be in the side of the argument, but I got you today. You said at this age, Michael Jordan wasn't playing defense like this. He was on the all-defensive first.
No, I said MVP. I said he wasn't an MVP defender. You said MVP. I said he wasn't an MVP defender.
Okay, defender.
I'm gonna give you an example. I'm gonna give you one example. I hate first team defense. I'm gonna tell you why. How many years? No. I'm gonna break it down. I said this to you before. No, listen. When you are a known commodity, I've said this before in the past. When you are a known commodity as a superstar player and you can play defense, right? You're gonna automatically be labeled like first team defender, right? I'm being real with you. Bruce Bowen, we can all say it in terms of two guards. Bruce Bowen.
That was a different time. He's going to use Bruce Bowen as an example. And that's a really good example.
They're guys. No, no. Okay. Are you playing basketball? We all play basketball. You play ball.
Like
right?
I said,
so
I'm
going to say this. If,
I know what's going. Go ahead.
Like, if I'm going to say this again. If I am, this is it. If I, if my job, right, is to play the best player 24/7, people like Bruce Bowen and folks like that don't get rewarded for first team all defense over a Kobe Bryant or a Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, again, you look at Michael Jordan,
Scottie
Pippen.
Bowen did.
Scottie Pippen.
Bruce Bowen did. Hold on. Bruce Bowen did.
But there, how long did it take him? This is my, how long did it take him? Bruce Bowen's always been that defender.
He was
always
that defender.
He was always good. Pat Riley,
it was
good.
Bruce Bowen
was always a good defender. Bruce Bowen was always a good defender.
I get that
defender.
Part, too, Mike.
Always a good defender.
He didn't have to look, score either. That was his Prince Prime. His one job was
agreed.
To defend.
And he could shoot if left open.
Okay.
My point had nothing to do with lack of Michael Jordan's defense. It had everything to do with one of the functions that he was best known for.
Mr. Basketball had to come out and hold on. The point is,
I never got my point.
Is this a barbershop? I mean, we can't talk free in the barbershop. Then where can we talk free? We can't talk free nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
Gone. Gone, Petey.
I can't talk. Nah, it's about Jules. I can't talk.
That's fine. I mean, if I had a
good week,
but I can silence you while we talk our point.
I said, go ahead. The sound bite was playing. What are we doing? The bell rang.
My point is that when you have Scottie Pippen play, at times check the best player on the team, so it's different to say like, all right, LeBron's checking to Kevin Durant, right?
There you go again, taking pot shots at Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen.
It's not a pot
shot.
Hold
on, it is. It is because every single thing that but now the narrative has switched to now. Y'all out there like surgeons on Grey's Anatomy, and none of y'all are Dr. McDreamy where you can sit there and dissect what Jordan didn't do versus because he had this player on his team. Scottie didn't always stick the best defensive player. They would switch on and off. So when people say he didn't do
LeBron doesn't
always from start to finish, neither did MJ.
He's the best player. But the scenario you're making again, sustained.
You can't defend that guy over MJ. And I guess that's how bad it is. KD has no shot in hell. That's basically what it came out to, right?
I was just giving a comparison about one fast one game. I never, in any of what I was saying, say anything disparaging about the great one, Michael Jordan. I never say anything disparaging about his defense or anything. What I was saying was, in fact, that one of the things
that
Michael Jordan was known for was being almost an unstoppable scorer. And if he was not known as that, then I'm sorry. I didn't know Michael Jordan didn't score at all or well in big games, in big moments. Because that's what I was talking about. Because that's his skill set. His skill set is defensive scoring. He has done everything. He has done other things. But when I see Michael Jordan play, I saw scoring and defense. When I see LeBron James play, I see everything. When I see Kevin Durant play, I see scoring. And occasional good defense that is the direct result of the fact that he has other people on his team that kind of wear everybody else out on the offensive end. So on the defensive end, it makes it kind of easy for him to do what he does because they're so busy trying to play catch-up that he doesn't have to exert as much energy on the defensive end because he's so efficient. He doesn't have so much energy on the defensive end because he is so efficient offensively.
Guess
okay,
what?
Okay, that was the whole point.
I am picking.
He's the GOAT, in my opinion. They have nothing to do with shaking the shot of Michael Jordan. Just a comparison.
Okay. Sorry. If you said it sprung something inside of Mike Knox. Okay.
If I said that Michael Jordan is a selfish bastard that doesn't know how to pass the ball, well, then you can get at me because then that is taking a shot at Michael Jordan.
Oh, God. Look, that was like a low ball shot.
You know who I am.
It was like a low ball shot.
I take shots. You know who I am. I take shots.
Both of you guys. That's why I love you. We keep it real in here. What's going on, King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter? What's going on? The royal wedding is tomorrow. And black folks yet again trying to steal the thunder. Well, she's part black, too. Oh, God, I love black people. 347-639-3859. Listen.
Get it.
just don't get it. I'm going out on a limb, guys. I'm going out on a limb. Y'all know me by now when I how crazy I am when it comes to things. And sometimes I'm accurate. More than not. I have decided to flip-flop my picks. I've never done that. Can I flip-flop some picks? After two games apiece,
let's go for it.
I think Cleveland loses to Boston in six.
All right, that's
in
fair.
Six.
And you serious? Still, you're changing? You're not changing?
Yeah, I can't change Houston, and that would be really like. I did have an adult beverage before I got on air. So, Glenn Thomas, please don't get me. You know what I'm saying? It still is a podcast radio show. You know what I'm saying? So I did have a drink. You know what I mean? I had a hard working week. You know what I'm saying? So, but.
Oh, man, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't
but
no,
I almost
no
wanted
to do
to
that.
Go. I almost
no.
wanted to. But, like, because I saw the series. And then I think that's just me wanting Houston to win over Golden State, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I generally like Chris Paul, like, as a basketball player. For years,
yeah.
I thought he was the best point guard. So
I like Chris Paul.
This is not mine because I don't hate Golden State. I hate the fans that like Golden State now, so it makes me not like the team. Like, if that's my team and it's been my team, I think you have an incredible team, and you've had a dynasty, in my opinion, whether they win another one or not. They're one of the best teams you've ever seen play basketball, okay, as a team. And they all were assassins,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And did their things. Like, I'm not as low on Draymond as Micah is. Like, I think I was a Draymond Green kind of Charles Oakley player. That was me. I was telling somebody this other day at work. Like, I wasn't the greatest handler, shooter, or nothing. You know what I mean? I hustled. You know what I mean? Like, I was your Tyler Haynes, a guy. You just blind tag me.
Yeah, blind tag me, Micah. Blind tag
Micah. I want to make something perfectly clear. Okay, and I keep this short and sweet, you know, like our president, like our former president, President Obama. What you have to understand is that I don't like him as a person. I can't deny what he does to the team from a basketball standpoint. Dennis Rodman did the same thing. How can I say in one breath I like Dennis Rodman, I like Charles Oakley, I like what Ron Artest did, and not like what Draymond Green brings to the court? He's very, very
like
smart.
Ron Artest is a
now.
Moron.
I just don't like him
Sorry.
As a person because he's a fake tough guy. He's just a fake tough guy. I will fight him. Now, Mike, you know how short I am. I will still fight him because to show how serious he is, how serious I am, that he's a freaking bully, and all he's trying to do is just try to think that he's a fake tough guy. I will fight him. I will probably lose. But guess what? He's going to be leaving with more scars. Okay?
Can we get – you always trying to promote
like
Barkley, me to go in. No, he always trying to promote me to go in. Like, you know what I mean? Stephen A. or not really, he doesn't give me a chance, but like, you know, like after Colin Coward and those guys, I'm like, you know, Coward don't want none. The Herd versus Knox, you know what I mean? Can we get a Draymond versus CEO celebrity boxing match? Versus Micah? We need that at Fight Night, DC. We need to fight night.
You already know how I'm going to do him. I'm going to do him like he does big basketball. I'm going to do him like he does a taller basketball player.
You know, kick him in the
nuts. I'm going to get disqualified before they're in the first round.
Kick him in the nuts.
He's almost already 7 foot tall. I mean, I'm pretty much at the guy's stomach, so I might as well just go ahead and swing where I can reach.
Now, you know you come up to it. You know you come up to his nipple. You know you come up to his nipple. Duck. Just don't put the nipple in your eyesight. You're staring at it. If you got to fight him, you know what I mean? Just bite his nipple off. That's where your face is already at. So just bite his nipple off. You'd be good. But at least he ain't got no nipple. And you're fighting Draymond Green. You might go to jail after you bite his nipple off. But anyway, listen. I almost picked them, though. I did almost pick Houston. I want to pick Houston. I like Chris Paul in all seriousness. And like I said, go to Big Patrick fan. Like I would like them to do it. But on the flip side, the couple of people that I know from Houston, like the sports guy in me likes to like, even though I don't put it out there all the time on social media, like I do like to say my team's better than yours. And Houston would be like, well, we brought down the Rockets. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron did. Because the other thing about how everybody keeps saying Scotty, you know, I got to go back there before we change the subject. LeBron had Kyrie. Some people say Kyrie won that championship, you know. So,
LeBron
has suffocated people when they've come to play with him. They don't play the same when they come play with LeBron. Look at Kevin Love. Kevin Love was the man in Minnesota. Look at him now. He only has spurts
on
of himself. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
It would
have good.
Everybody
when they had a better team. What's wrong with this team besides they got old? They have half the roster they had before. It's a turnover.
Oh, Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland. LeBron's going to take his ball and go somewhere else again.
Cleveland
again.
Is built around LeBron. Yeah, he is. Probably is. I'm not going to deny that. But the problem with Cleveland, one, Cleveland, I mean, don't get me started on Cleveland. There's a lot of issues in Cleveland. There's just a lot of issues. And it's more than personnel. It's what they run offensively, defensively. I don't know what they do, and they probably don't like each other. Because to me, usually defense is a team-oriented thing, and you gotta be on the hip, and you gotta communicate. And they don't communicate. You have people who like literally getting their feelings, and they stop playing defense. So it's a culture thing. It's a culture thing, Cleveland.
So it's okay if he leaves. You're a fan of Cleveland.
I don't
care
about LeBron.
He brought you a championship. He brought you a championship.
Well, Cleveland, that's Cleveland. That's their problem. That's how I look at it. That's their problem. That ain't my problem. I used to like to use this terminology. That's more of a personal problem. I just enjoy the dude as a basketball player. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, he leaves Cleveland. I mean, their owner's some crap anyway, so why would I care about their owner?
I was surprised he ever came back because some of the things the owner said. I've always been on record for saying that I was like, wow, that he must really love that city and felt that he earned that city because he called him everything but the N-word, you know what I mean, publicly. Because I think behind doors, he probably did call LeBron that word. I believe that in my heart. That's how angry that letter came off.
I am confident he did. I am confident he did.
To be honest with you,
He gave him a ring. He don't owe Cleveland anything. It's Cleveland. Cleveland Clack Cavaliers. They're not talking about the Detroit Pistons, LA Lakers, New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, any Boston Celtics. We're talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. He gave them a ring. They should be happy. He should have a statue off that alone. If you're a Cleveland fan, you should be happy and go to bed. You got the Browns. You got the Browns. You got Baker Mayfield.
The second best player ever.
How about LeBron? Second best player ever.
Yeah.
Magic, yeah, you're right. Magic number one. I guess he's the second best player ever. You're right.
You're putting LeBron over Michael.
You're going to dog Michael? No, you did. You said the second best player ever. I'm guessing you said that. I didn't say that. I said Magic. That's on you. Don't blame me. You said the second best player ever. I said Magic number one, so you got him too. I didn't make that argument or make that statement. Dang, Mike, that's messed up. Don't be doing your man like that.
So there's a Twitter page that has been created called I Carry Jordan. Have you seen it?
I Carry Jordan?
I Carry Jordan. That's the Twitter handle.
Who has that? I've never seen that.
I'm looking at it right now. All right.
What is that about?
I'm telling you, it says NBA Hall of Fame for Chicago Bulls, 6-time champion. He said he's here to claim that Jordan couldn't win without him.
Really?
Says
from, like a Scottie Pippen thing?
Yeah. Says the overall record before Scottie Pippen, 183-237. With Scottie Pippen, he was 317-225. See, that's only some of the story. That's only some of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's only
short
some of the story.
Though.
And I'll always say that there's never been anyone in NBA history of the modern era. Let me rephrase that, right? Because we did have things. But like, even with the Bill Russell's teams, right? I don't think – so I'm going to go back to what I was saying. There's never been one great all-time player who has done it alone.
Agree.
And the part of the matter that hurts fans and that eventually probably, I believe, gets to athletes are – words they hear, always being ostracized in a way, if you will. Like it's a bad mantra to be like known as Robin, right? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
being Robin.
Exactly. I've always go to the Rock's saying, know your role and shut your mouth. If you know your role, know what you are here to do, right? Like, what is your job? To A, like the woman, the Bible says, right? She's to be my helpmate. Women, don't come jumping on me now. That's what the Bible says. Okay, not saying you can't do it. Just saying, you know, we help you. You're here to help man. Okay, that's the ultimate what it's saying. Okay? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
You should ask Kobe Bryant. You should ask Kobe Bryant that same thing. What's wrong with that? The Lakers have won way more championships.
He couldn't have won without Shaq.
Oh no! What I'm saying is that about fighting your role, like by fighting your role. If Kobe didn't fight his role so hard for that era, right? If he didn't fight his role so hard, he would have more than five championships. If he didn't fight his role so hard, he'd have more than five championships. If Scottie Pippen, as great as he was, like Scottie Pippen knew his role, and he embraced it and loved it, and he became a six-time champion, three-peated twice. Sometimes you know your role, you know, kind of works out for you.
Basically, everybody's had their time. Well, I answer this question for me here, okay? Should Scottie have room to say what he wants to say?
Yeah. Say again?
Should Scottie feel some kind of way about being number two? We're discussing that there's nothing wrong with being number two, but Scottie himself have flip-flopped on the issue. And again, I think this is the pressures of social media today. Because I think after a while, you will start to be getting like, y'all not giving me my just due. And what
don't give him his just due. I think they don't give him his just due. They don't, though. And this is the argument I've always said about Scottie Pippen. The issue I have with the Scottie Pippen argument for Scottie is that everybody glorify other individuals for getting championships. Like, they glorify, and I'm going to use Kobe Bryant because that's what, like, that's similar to me. Like, Kobe Bryant was Robin for a few championships, but now they glorify him on GOAT status, right? Like, seriously, on GOAT status, regardless of if it's right or wrong. But so a lot of people say he's the best player ever. Scottie Pippen won six championships, man, and was a big reason why. Jordan was the big reason, but he was a big reason why he won the championship. They won six championships. Like, if you saw what Scottie had to do in games where to give Michael Jordan a break when Jordan was on the bench and getting him breathing, what Scottie did in that game and in those final series, it was amazing. I mean, Scottie took Magic Johnson in their first championship on the switch and did a great job against Magic Johnson. Scottie Pippen was essential to that run. But no one talks about Scottie as being one of the all-time great players, period. No one talks about it. Like, Scottie Pippen was a top 50 player in his era of all time when they came up with the list. People over me that didn't win the amount of championships I made, went one, didn't have the impact that I had in those championship runs. And when Michael Jordan did leave, I was still able to take that team to like the Eastern Conference Finals, and no one gives me credit. I was that dude. If I'm Scott, I'm thinking that way too.
All right. I never said he wasn't that dude. I just know you saw what he was without Michael as well, and I think they pushed each other. I'm not here to say that, you know. I think they pushed each other, and I think it was glaringly clear that they had helped each other out.
I agree with that.
You know, I'm going to go with the story that I know very well, that I've repeated, you know, about the incident in the hallway. I think that, again, we talk about knowing your role and then being able to come out. There's always a moment. I remember, I think everybody's had their moments, right? I never get the moment that made me not be a punk no more. And I'm going to say this live on air. Growing up, okay, you know, Darby, PA at that time, I'm going, I told you guys, I'm from, born in Chicago, lived in Darby, PA, outside of Philadelphia for a while. And there was once upon a time when I was scared to fight back. And this guy and I, you know, had a fight. I didn't fight back. I don't know why I didn't. He had some friends with him, but I just didn't fight back that day. And I've always was a fighter, but I don't know what it was about this kid that scared me. Real talk. And I forget, I told my cousin and him, you know, went and we did their thing. And even then, I wouldn't hit him. I remember my cousin saying to me, if you don't hit him, I will never defend you again. You know what I mean? And that made me – that was the time when I was – win or lose, I fought all the time. And I think that was a moment that probably Scottie had for – when Michael came at him. You know, it was one of those moments like, yo, I need you to be a man. You know what I'm saying? And step up. And from that moment, you saw a different Scottie Pippen after that loss to the Detroit Pistons. Things were different in Scottie. You saw the determination in Scottie. Yeah. And Michael felt like, boom, all right, we're here. Now, again, everybody needs a running mate. You know what I mean? That's why the Bulls, for what it's worth, the Bulls had a changing rotation of guys. They all did the same thing, you know, where they could shoot, defend, were tall. You know what I mean? They all did the same job, but there was a rotation of six players in those three championships combined. Even in two of those, two of the three peats. They always had a different set out there. Yeah. And they didn't get Ron Harper until the second three. But that was the second three.
It's Rahm in the second three.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
look. Yeah.
Just a lot being said out there. I think you hit the nose on the nail on the head. I will always defend Michael Jordan overall, and I think nothing will ever stop that.
Yeah.
Oh, what Micah. Everybody is not Micah. Scottie Pippen was a great sidekick. There's nothing wrong with that, Micah. Michael's unruly.
No.
Scottie Pippen is an What did I say? My computer's really messed up. Undisputed top 50 player. It is. It's like all my kids, you know, like me homeschool, man. My computer's dirty. I'm embarrassed. Listen. A lot of things. The royal wedding, Scottie Pippen, the NBA playoffs, wrestling. I'm excited for this weekend. I'm excited. Hold on. What is this? Who is this?
You know
Come
who it is.
Man. Come on,
You
man.
Know who it is. Come on.
Come
man.
On.
You know
man.
Who it is. First of all, what is a ghost
you
stat?
Lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock
what
it
is
up.
A what? A ghost stat?
What is a ghost stat? Is that what Wally said? A ghost stat?
Did you say ghost stat, Wally?
I said
goat or ghost?
Ghost status. I think it's a ghost. Oh. Man, I'm going to say ghost. You know, I goat, not ghost. This ain't ghost.
Okay.
This ain't power, bro. You know, that would be a good one, though.
That's
talk,
the first.
I mean,
that's
you,
the
I like
that's
that,
June
though.
First, right?
I like that
June
one.
It's June, July 1st.
I like that, Jordan.
I think it's June 1st.
I think it's June 1st. I love July.
I think it's June 1st. June 1st is
Saturday. I think it starts earlier than usual.
I think it's June 1st. Yeah, I think it's June 1st. Season 5.
Oh,
I'm
going to
start picking it up on Sunday.
Okay,
but what's the discussion here, this discussion about Scottie Pipp? What's going on?
We've been all over the place today. Okay, I had a conversation about KD versus LeBron. Who would you pick? Somehow Micah made a comment, and his wording said, you know, name players that did things that LeBron can do differently. And I heard Michael, and I went on a rant, and then from that rant, Wally defended the rant on his side, and it just went all over the damn place, as we typically do here in the barbershop. And then somehow I was on Twitter.
I defend LeBron. That's what I did.
We know you're not right. Okay, I thought I went there. If I wasn't clear enough, thank you for clarifying. Okay. However, I was saying, if I could be serious for a moment, okay, then I'm on Twitter and I found the page. It was like trending with Scottie Pippen, so I clicked on it. And there's a page called I Carry Jordan, a Twitter account. And he had stats. And then that's where the conversation is you came in on. Then we started talking about the heart of love.
No, neither one of them won the championship without the other. If he carried Jordan, come on, man.
LeBron didn't win without Ray Allen. LeBron didn't win without Dwayne Wade.
He didn't carry Jordan. Jordan carried the Bulls, but you know Mike didn't get it done without Scottie. We know that, but Mike carried that Bulls team.
So awesome! Thank you. I don't have enough to say. Sustained.
So, and I don't know.
I need a gavel.
He said Wally said something about Kobe. I was ready to argue, but I can't even.
Oh, what I was saying was, oh, you know, I was talking about, okay, I was comparing Scottie, you know what I mean, Scottie to, like, Kobe, to the point that nobody gets, why people don't get Scottie Kobe kind of love when Scottie won six championships and for
you know,
all of
here's
you
why. I'm going to tell you two reasons why. One reason, and this one's not a good reason, but I'm going to give you two. First reason is Kobe emulated Michael right after Michael was around. So Michael was fresh in our heads, and it's like, damn, this dude is Michael. Number two, Scottie was never the man on the team that won the championship, ever. at any point in his career, maybe high school, I don't know. I don't know what he did in high school, but never at any point in his career was he the man on the team that won a championship. Kobe was.
No, he wasn't. That's fair. That's why he was not the man. But I'm saying,
I don't hear why they say that's fair, but he says I'm saying, though.
But that's true. That's fair. That's two championships, though. That's two championships over Scotty, off that being the man. But, again, you could say that Scotty, well, now the Portland team was good, but you're going against Kobe and Shaq, so it's different.
Do the Bulls, can the Bulls win the championship without Scotty?
No.
Probably not. Do the Lakers three-peat without Kobe? Not at all. They don't.
Three-peat? With Shaq?
You heard him.
With Shaq. You heard him. Hold on. You don't know that about MJ either.
You don't know.
But probably not.
Yeah, you don't. We don't know.
No.
I don't know about
Wally. Okay, you know what? I'm about to hand in my resignation on this show. Wally, do you really think the Lakers could have three-peated without Kobe Bryant?
Okay, let me break this down.
No, answer the question. Yes, they could have.
I'm gonna tell you why. Real talk. No, we're gonna do this. Well, are we talking with which Lakers squad? And what I mean by that is, are we talking about the team with?
I'm talking about the three-peat squad, the only team that three-peated.
Okay, but the way that team was constructed, no.
Thank you.
If you're talking about this team with Nick Van Exel and Eddie Jones, yes. If you're talking about that team, yes.
That team didn't get to the finals.
They got the Western College Finals. They got screwed, but
they didn't get to the NBA Finals.
They got screwed.
I can tell you why. I followed that team.
You should not be mad at Kobe Bryant. You should be mad at Dell Harris for putting them in that situation.
Dell Harris was some dumb dude. I'm on the cut.
If you don't shoot, you don't get better if you don't miss.
You're holding a grudge against Kobe Bryant,
one of the best Lakers in your history of your organization from TXV. Okay, no matter what he says.
Give me Shaq over Kobe Bryant.
Kobe's a top five, Laker of all time.
So it's Kobe better than Shaq?
I said he's a top five Laker of all time.
It's Kobe better than Shaq.
I don't think so.
I put Kobe above Shaq in the list of all time.
I would do that too.
But how do you do that? See, this is my point. Then,
we had on Tuesday.
No, this is my thing. We're on the same team. And when we are together, I was the best player on the squad. How can I ever say between us on this squad that you're a better player? I mean, and I'm saying you won, and you've been the better player. I'm saying you.
We're talking about bodies of work, though. I think Kobe was a better player
on
than
that
Shaq.
Lakers team. But I'm saying like on that three-peat team,
Shaq was a better player. Kobe was reaching his prime.
That Lakers team with Eddie Jones got swept by the Spurs.
Yeah, by the Spurs, with Tim Duncan and Spurs. I know that team very well. That's what about Tim Duncan and Spurs.
But you said that team could have won a championship.
They could have won a championship.
They got swept. They couldn't. They didn't even have a chance.
Sorry. Kirk Rambis may have been the coach on that squad. Are you serious? Are we doing this? Kirk Rambis and Dale Harris, are we doing this? Who was your coach that won six championships in Chicago?
Same coach you took from us, or we let you have.
All right,
you know his name.
Okay. So how many championships did Kobe win with that coach?
He won five.
Huh?
Five.
How many coaches did he win with Rudy Tomjanovich?
Zero.
How many championships did he win with?
Oh, answer. You're making
me
make your
point. Like,
what are you saying? How many championships did Michael Jordan win with Doug Collins?
Zero. We know this.
Zero. Like, I know this.
What's your point?
My point is that we talk about championships and why the Lakers lost with that team, the team that he's referring to. This is my point. They had bad coaching. That is my point. You're talking about Dale Harris and Kirk Rambis.
They walked off to get the job. When you first heard the hire, and be honest, when you first knew that was the hire, were you like, I'm mad? Or were you like, okay, let's see if that's gonna work?
For Kirk Rambis? When Kirk Rambis got the job?
I'm asking when he first him and Rudy Tomjanovich.
Oh, no,
you inserted their name, so insert the answer to the question that applies.
Well, Rudy, say I can't hear you. That's what I'm saying. What's the question? What is the question?
The question, Wally,
I couldn't hear you. That's what I'm saying.
When you first got the news they were going to be your coaches, were you immediately like, that's BS? Or were you like, okay, let's see if this is going to work? Your first initial reaction, not your final decision. Your first initial reaction upon those hires.
Which coach are you referring to?
Both of them. You inserted their names, Wally. Rudy Tomjanovich and Kurt Rambis.
That's what I'm saying. I got confused. Rudy was the coach for Kobe Bryant and not Eddie Jones and them. So that's why I'm getting you're, all right. So all right,
that was after the three-peat.
Yeah, that was exactly. Kurt Rambis, and Dale Harris was before Kobe.
Before the three-peat.
So that's
why you're bringing up their names and what the coaches don't have anything to do with the players.
Now this is my point. No. You asked me a question, so now I'm going to answer your question. Let me do what you told me to do. All right. So my point is, I'm getting to my point again. You're talking about if you look at that Lakers squad of talent, you had Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones, Shaq. I believe you had Eldon Campbell. That's five.
They had an exciting team, but Shaq carried that team.
He did because he was Shaq. But still, they was like Eddie Jones was an all-star, Nick Van Exel was an all-star, and Shaq was an all-star. Yeah, three all-stars on your team.
What did they do when they left the Lakers?
No. Eddie went to Miami and played well. Nick Van Exel went to Dallas. Nick Van Exel wasn't the same once he left. He went to Denver. He wasn't the same when he left.
He went to Miami. Was a role player.
Eddie Jones played well in Miami, was a starter in Miami, not a role player.
He was a role player. I'm thinking about Charlotte.
He played well in Charlotte. I take that back. Charlotte, he wasn't a role player. Charlotte was a baller. So when he left, he balled in Charlotte. He did ball in Charlotte. So, all right, so to my point, you had three all-stars. All right, three all-stars. And they were all-stars before even Shaq. Nick was balling before Shaq got there. Because you remember the squad that beat Seattle and Gary Payton. That was Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones, Cedric Ceballos. That team was already balling. They added Shaq because they were up and coming team, so they added Shaq.
I'm gonna tell you this because I was a big fan of that Lakers team. Okay, because you know Eddie Jones went to Temples. I was a big fan. No team was going to win a championship with Nick Van Exel at the point guard.
But then see that again. It goes back to who's I doubt that. I would argue that because Nick Van Exel was clutch.
Let me move on for the sake of moving on because Wally didn't win a championship and you're trying to blame it on coaching.
They did.
Okay.
It's coaching. I believe in coaching all the time.
Okay.
I'm
Kobe Bryant. You don't like him. We found the root of the problem.
You don't like him because Kobe missed the shots
that would have put the Lakers in the finals against the Bulls that he thinks that they would have beaten the Bulls.
I also think they would have beaten the Bulls.
But look, that's true. Your points are all true. I'm not even arguing that. But my whole premise of everything, I've always had the biggest belief in coaching. In terms of talent, I believe in coaching. The Lakers would have got to the finals
against Michael Jordan. He had beat Michael Jordan. And Shaq, the most dominant player I've ever seen in my life play basketball, would have had a lot of points, and they still would have lost because little Kobe would have got nothing. So you'd have had to hate Kobe again
Kobe
for some other reason. Okay.
I had Nick Van Exel. I wouldn't worry about Kobe Bryant with that squad.
Y'all like the
I wouldn't be worried about Kobe.
You wouldn't have beat the Bulls team. Just like those Houston fans that think that Olajuwon team would have beat Michael too. No. They'd have won eight straight.
You're a Bulls fan. They had the greatest player ever. I'm not really worried about it. There you go. You're a Bulls fan. I know. I respect
that. Houston would have beat him.
Okay.
We had this argument before 2 years ago.
Look, Houston.
We had this argument. You're absolutely right, Wally. When you have over 2,000, close to 2,000 episodes there, J. Chris, I think you're going to rehash a lot of stuff. Okay.
Oh, I want to start another argument. I thought I heard somebody say something about Scottie Pippen being a top 10 all-time player.
I said top 50.
Okay.
I would move him out of that category.
He may not be 50 anymore.
No, I think I think he would be. Because I think some of those 50 that were there would be the ones getting pushed out, not a Scottie Pippen. And we'd have to go back
He was in the top 50.
What I'm saying, though, is that everybody in that 50 I didn't think should have been there. So if you're going to insert someone new like a Durant, like a LeBron, like a Steph Curry, if you want to input Dwayne Wade, Kobe, they're going to get removed.
Not Stockton.
Right. I think Stockton stays.
I think Dominique Wilkins stays.
Again, this is a conversation we have to have another day. We don't have time right now. But this is something that we're going to look it up and discuss it. Maybe Monday. How was baseball season going while there, Jay? Chris, is it over?
Hey, man, my business. that's how it's going.
Damn.
Don't put my business out there.
Was the baseball season over? Good God. Everybody knows you play, you coach baseball for Penwood.
Hey, man, come on, man. See, look. See,
you just threw egg in my face.
Come on, man. That's the answer for anybody to ask me. Hey, my business.
Mind your business. I took it.
Sometimes you gotta take one.
4 minutes left. I want to talk about the Washington Capitals. No time left now. I want to talk about Lane Johnson trolling the Patriots and trash talking football. Like, does Lane Johnson actually have a legitimate conversation for, like, I would rather win having fun than win being that way, you know, being hung under a tree. Bad reference of words.
That's probably everybody,
but, right? That's funny.
I'd rather win having fun all the time.
Well, I have to see you called in, man. That's why I asked you. You know, you missed the Lemonchenko fight. Wally now says he's the best fighter in the world, pound for pound.
Wow. At the moment. I completely missed that fight, too. I never went back to look at it.
He is the best fighter in the world.
I do think he can lose to Mikey Garcia, though. He fights him, he can lose to Mikey Garcia.
Mikey Garcia might get a liver shot like everybody else.
Nah, I don't think Mikey Garcia.
What weight is Lomachenko fighting at now? He moved up to what?
135. Is it 135?
I think you're right. I'm going to check right now. I think you might be right, though.
I'm saying 135. He's a lightweight champion.
Right, he's a lightweight champion.
I want to say 135.
I got you right.
I can compete with him.
Right now he is 8-1. I'm talking his weight. I got
his
weight.
You see his amateur record?
Something ridiculous.
It's crazy. 346-1 or something like that. That's why he's like the greatest amateur fighter ever.
Ever? They got Golovin 2, Terrence Crawford 3, Canelo 4, Spence 5, Thurman 6, drop down, Mikey Garcia. And Russian Sergey Kirilov, Deontay Wilder cracks the top 10 for pound for pound. Wow, over Anthony Joshua. Way to go, American Publication. Yes.
American Publication.
What else would it be? Nobody else.
Hey,
you
know
what?
Fight Night Champion backwards compatible. Holla at me.
My man Mike's anti-foreigner. You know what I'm saying? My man Mike don't like us, man.
Don't tell me you're getting on soon, because we can get it on.
I'll be on.
Backwards compatible,
I'll be on at some point tonight, I'm sure.
Well, some point tonight, if you know, I hit the night when you were streaming, and you didn't hit me back. You know, I got some part of your streaming where you can't mess with me off air.
Damn. I was streaming.
Yeah, you were streaming. Well, you was playing something then. How about that? Maybe I was wrong. You wasn't streaming. But
he lost at 135. He 135. Lomachenko was
135.
He went up to 135.
135. I'll knock him over, man.
Of course you would. Well, I don't know. You had to hit him first.
I'll knock him over, man. I will knock him over. Smooth over.
Well, she's charming in my ear. That means it's time to go, guys. Listen, I'll let you guys on Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. If you have not seen Cobra Kai by Monday, I am spoiling the whole damn show. How about that?
Who ain't watched it yet?
I watched the first day.
It's out there.
I watched it the first day it dropped. The first day it dropped, I watched it.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Oh, I did. I watched it
all
yesterday.
And I finished it in 48 hours. I wouldn't stop watching it. Driving everywhere.
So did I.
I watched it.
I watched it at work. Two nights in a row. Boom.
Hey, man. Johnny's the man. I hate Daniel, man. I hate Daniel. Johnny's the man.
What do you mean? I think this tells a perfect story between both their opinions of the incident. And I think Daniel's still the true guy in the story, but it's a very strong, compelling case for Johnny.
It's all about that.
Right. We know more about Johnny now. We see a lot.
Then we knew
Johnny.
Right.
Johnny, he stole his girl. He stole his girl.
To me and don't love God. We out here, y'all. Peace.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.